What's that?
And praise to the Lord. Maybe it's not so bad if it's bad preaching. I don't know. Spent some time yesterday with my friend RJ. You know who that is? Little guy. Asked a lot of questions. And that's fine. That don't bother me. I like giving answers. So I was an inquisitive mind. And so I give him a ride over to church last night in the highway tractor for as part of the lighting we were using that last night. And RJ, it wasn't a peep out of him all the way over. And I'm not sure if he's just because he was sitting up higher because he could see more or what. I'm not sure. But think about a particular verse in Scripture that says, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." Let's pray. Father, we just hold up our spirits to you this morning, and we would pray, Father, that they would be still, that they would be open and receptive to your word, and Father, that you would use me this morning how you would see fit. I thank you, Father, for those that are here, that are saved. Father, I thank you for people that have come this morning to hear your word that could have been elsewhere. And I would pray, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit would rest upon this group of people. And then when a sin had done, that your holy name would be glorified, that you would be high and lifted up. And Father, I would pray that perhaps there would be some decisions made today, that there would be some thought given to our destiny. We are not here as the world would propagate by chance. We are here for divine purpose. If we would allow ourselves to be used in such fashion. So, Father, we praise you and thank you. And again, I pray that you would speak through me this morning and that it wouldn't be what Dave said or what Dave thought. That will be what the blessed Holy Spirit would have people think on. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Amen. We are in Ephesians this morning. Ephesians chapter 1. It says here that Paul, an apostle of Christ, Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And I got to draw your attention to that, because when we're talking about the heavenly realms, we tend to think about heaven itself. But what we're talking about here is the difference between earthly things and heavenly things. This is far away. We're talking about the here and now.